Samsung starts mass producing industry's first 10-nanometer class DRAM. Samsung Electronics, the world leader in advanced memory technology, announced today that it has begun mass producing the industry's first 10-nanometer NM class 8 gigabit GB DDR4 double data rate 4 DRAM chips and the modules derived from them. DDR4 is quickly becoming the most widely produced memory for personal computers and IT networks in the world. And Samsung's latest advancement will help to accelerate the industry-wide shift to advanced DDR4 products. Samsung opened the door to 10-nanometer class DRAM for the first time in the industry after overcoming technical challenges in DRAM scaling. These challenges were mastered using currently available ARF, argon fluoride, immersion lithography, free from the use of UV, extreme ultraviolet, equipment. Samsung's rollout of the 10-nanometer class 1X DRAM marks yet another milestone for the company after it first mass-produced 20-nanometer NM 4 gigabits DDR3 DRAM in 2014. Samsung's 10-nanometer class DRAM will enable the highest level of investment efficiency in IT systems, thereby becoming a new growth engine for the global memory industry, said Young-Yun Jun, president of memory business, Samsung Electronics. In the near future, we will also launch next-generation 10-nanometer class mobile DRAM products with high densities to help mobile manufacturers develop even more innovative products that add to the convenience of mobile device users. Samsung's leading-edge 10-nanometer class 8 gigabits DDR4 DRAM significantly improves the wafer productivity of 20-nanometer 8 gigabits DDR4 DRAM by more than 30%. The new DRAM supports a data transfer rate of 3,200 megabits per second (Mbps), which is more than 30% faster than the 2,400 megabits per second rate of 20-nanometer DDR4 DRAM. Also, new modules produced from the 10-nanometer class DRAM chips consume 10 to 20% less power compared to their 20-nanometer process-based equivalents, which will improve the design efficiency of next-generation high-performance computing (HPC) systems and other large enterprise networks, as well as being used for the PC and mainstream server markets. The industry-first 10-nanometer class DRAM is the result of Samsung's advanced memory design and manufacturing technology integration. To achieve an extremely high level of DRAM scalability, Samsung has taken its technological innovation one step further than what was used for 20-nanometer DRAM. Key technology developments include improvements in proprietary cell design technology, QPT, quadruple patterning technology, lithography, and ultra-thin dielectric layer deposition. Unlike non-flash memory, in which a single cell consists of only a transistor, each DRAM cell requires a capacitor and a transistor that are linked together, usually with the capacitor being placed on top of the area where the transistor rests. In the case of the new 10-nanometer class DRAM, another level of difficulty is added because they have to stack very narrow cylinder-shaped capacitors that store large electric charges on top of a few dozen nanometer-wide transistors, creating more than 8 billion cells. Samsung successfully created the new 10-nanometer class cell structure by utilizing a proprietary circuit design technology and quadruple patterning lithography. Through quadruple patterning, which enables use of existing photolithography equipment, Samsung also built the core technological foundation for the development of the next generation 10-nanometer class DRAM, 1 year. In addition, the use of a refined dielectric layer deposition technology enabled further performance improvements in the new 10-nanometer class DRAM. Samsung engineers applied ultra-thin dielectric layers with unprecedented uniformity to a thickness of a mere single-digit angstrom, 1/10 billionth of a meter, on cell capacitors, resulting in sufficient capacitance for higher cell performance. Based on its advancements with the new 10-nanometer class DDR4 DRAM, Samsung expects to also introduce a 10-nanometer class mobile DRAM solution with high density and speed later this year, which will further solidify its leadership in the Ultra HD smartphone market. While introducing a wide array of 10-nanometer class DDR4 modules with capacities ranging from 4 GB for notebook PCs to 128 GB for enterprise servers, Samsung will be extending its 20-nanometer DRAM lineup with its new 10-nanometer class DRAM portfolio throughout the year. 10-nanometer class denotes a process technology node somewhere between 10 and 19 nanometers, while 20-nanometer class means a process technology node somewhere between 20 and 29 nanometers. Samsung's achievements in 2014 were about DDR3 and DDR4 products that use 20-nanometer process technology, which should be distinguished from 20-nanometers class process technology. The company's first 20-nanometers class DRAM product actually came out 3 years earlier. In 2011, Samsung initiated production of 20-nanometers class 2 gigabits DDR3, and the year after, started producing a full lineup of DRAM product family that included 20-nanometers class 4 gigabits DDR3 and 4 gigabits LPDDR2 based packages and modules. Quadruple patterning is a multiple patterning technology that is used in high-end integrated circuit IC manufacturing, especially in the photolithography process. There are many different ways of deploying a multiple patterning technology, but the common goal is to extend the patterning resolution and enhance the feature density beyond that of conventional lithography. Dielectric materials are characterized by very low electrical conductivity in which an electric field can be sustained with minimal leakage. In semiconductor manufacturing, dielectric materials are used in many different steps. A major application of dielectric materials in Samsung's 10-nanometers class DRAM manufacturing is to insulate capacitors and prevent electric leakage, which will result in a significant increase in capacitance and higher cell performance.